You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio. Oh, that I were as in months past. Job 29:2. Numbers of Christians can view the past with pleasure, but regard the present with dissatisfaction. They look back upon the days which they have passed in communing with the Lord as being the sweetest and the best they have ever known. But as to the present, it is clad in a sable garb of gloom and dreariness. Once they lived near to Jesus, but now they feel as if they have wandered from him. And they say, "Oh, that I were as in months past." They complain that they have lost their evidences, or that they have not present peace of mind, or that they have no enjoyment in the means of grace, or that conscience is not so tender, or that they have not so much zeal for God's glory. The causes of this mournful state of things are manifold. It may arise through a comparative neglect of prayer, for a neglected closet is the beginning of all spiritual decline. Or it may be the result of idolatry. The heart has been occupied with something else, more than with God. The affections have been set on the things of earth instead of on the things of heaven. A jealous God will not be content with a divided heart. He must be loved first and best. He will withdraw the sunshine of his presence from a cold, wandering heart. Or the cause may be found in self-confidence and self-righteousness. Pride is busy in the heart, and self is exalted instead of lying low at the foot of the cross. Christian, if you are not now as you were in months past, do not rest satisfied with wishing for a return of former happiness, but go at once to seek your Master and tell him your sad state. Ask his grace and strength to help you walk more closely with him. Humble yourself before him, and he will lift you up and give you yet again to enjoy the light of his countenance. Do not sit down to sigh and lament. While the beloved physician lives, there is hope. Nay, there is a certainty of recovery for the worst cases. You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.